The whole world was one nation, one culture, one everything. They were so united together. And we see in Genesis chapter 11, as we start from verse 1, is that they begin even to say, well, we have done it. And now we can build a tower to go and reach where, you know, God is. And they began to build a tower for that matter. But then God comes from heaven and says, uh-oh, this is not what I planned for. He comes from heaven and confuses the whole nation into different languages. And he scatters them throughout the earth. And so they begin to go according to the language that they pick from God himself. And these are the languages that we have today in different places of the world. After languages and nations are created, then we see chapter 12 coming in place. God is a dynamic God. God is a God of variety. He is not a God of one nation. He is not a God of one people. He is not a God of one language. He is a God of variety. He wants nations and languages to worship him in their own right. He wants them to worship him according to their languages and cultures. And so he scatters the whole earth with different languages and nations. But then he does not just scatter them. Chapter 12 is now the plan of God. He picks on one family, one man, Abram. This man is to be used of God in order to bless the same nations that he scattered in chapter 11. So that wherever they go, they do not just go and do their own stuff. But wherever they go, they should go and worship God the Creator. And make glory to his name. Psalm chapter 86 verse 9 tells us to say, why nations were created? It is to worship God and to bring glory to his name. Daniel chapter 7:14 tells us to say, if the power and authority is given unto him, Jesus Christ, that languages, tongues, and nations should come together and worship him. Therefore, the vision that God is looking at is to see different nations, different cultures, different, you know, nationalities, whatever it is, to come together before the throne of God and worship him. This is the picture that God is dreaming. Today, if we look at people that are serious with God, it's only 800 million people that can be said to be serious with God against 8 billion people on earth. Not many people are worshiping God. And that's why we see that through Abraham, we see the creation of the nation of Israel and sent to go and bless other nations. But in the end, we see Israel is disobedient to God. It remains 400 years between Malachi and Matthew in the book, in the Bible, that nothing happens. Because God is now preparing his own son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come and die for us. And finish the same task of causing nations to worship him. Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior was here, and he walked on this planet Earth and collected to himself 12 men. And through 12 men, he impacted his life. So that out of it, these men may go to the nations. And he finishes in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Power and authority has been given me. Therefore, I'm sending you. Go and make all nations my disciples. The business of the church, therefore, mission agencies like OM that some of us are working with, is the business of going. Is the business of touching nations with the grace of God. It's a business of causing nations to worship Him. It's a business of bringing salvation unto the nations, that the nations may worship Him. And that's why OM exists. And that's why this church exists. Therefore, the message that I'm bringing forward, therefore, is that we are all fitting in the plan of God. We are all fitting in the plan of God. God has a plan. And the plan that He has is to make sure that the nations are blessed. And so He comes to Abraham and He tells Abraham, come out, for I will show you where to go. And Abraham came out. We see that God walks with Abraham. He imparts Himself into the life of Abraham. And out of Abraham we see the nation of Israel. And He says, through you many nations will be blessed. How it is good to be in the plan of God. This is what I fight with in my own humanity. I don't know with you. To do my own will or to do the will of God. To fulfill what God wants me to fulfill or to do what I feel myself I can fulfill. It's really, really a conflict. As for Abraham, immediately the call was upon his life. He never sat back, but he had to follow what God wanted him to do. Life has become, in a way, with all the systems that we have, that we can make it. Yes, we can make it. But we can't make it properly without the plan of God upon our lives. Each one of us is designed in order to fulfill something in the vision of God, of nations worshiping Him. With our careers, with our activities that God has given us, education, name it. But everything that we are has been designed by God Himself to fulfill something in Him. And that something that I'm bringing to you this morning is the nation. God is interested in the nation that is not worshiping Him. Psalm 2 verse 8 tells us to say, ask of me and I will give you a nation, and that nation will be your inheritance. The impact of the church is in the nations, that the nations may worship the name of the Lord. Therefore, it is a call to each one of us. It's a call to me as well, to discover where God is calling me, to discover which nation God is calling me to make an influence or impact with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they may also worship the name of the Lord as they get saved. It's a call for each one of us, not for certain people, not for missionaries. I'm a missionary. Not for only the missionaries, but all of us. But then the involvement will be different. Because the word go in the Bible is not about all of us going. No. Some of us will stay behind But we need to be involved. Probably you are already involved. I don't know. But God is calling us to do the more. Some of us will be in front as God is calling us to go and touch nations, least reached nations that have got no gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember one time I was in the desert of Kalahari in Africa, where God one time took me. And I was witnessing Jesus to the bushmen who are caught up in the bush. And then I'm asking, do you know Jesus? They are saying, where does Jesus live? I could not believe that. I'm coming from a country which is a Christian nation by law, and churches are everywhere, going into the desert where there are a tribal people. I'm asking them about Jesus. They say, where does he stay? They have no idea about Jesus Christ. There are nations in the world that have no idea about Jesus Christ. And that's why as OM agency, mission agency, have risen up in order to make sure that the gospel goes to the ends of the earth. He says, for the power has been given me, go and make disciples of all nations. But in Acts chapter 1:8 again, he says, you will not go unless you receive the power. And when you receive the power, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The church is existing, therefore, to make an impact to the ends of the earth. Some will go, others will be involved in prayer, others will be involved in supporting, others will be involved in logistics, so that those that are going, they are safe and it is conducive for them to communicate the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But each one of us in the line of involvement are needed to be involved in the mission of God. Because the mission of God is the whole church taking the whole gospel to the whole world. It would be in Africa. It would be in Far East Asia. It would be in Middle East. Maybe it would be here in Canada, or it would be in USA, or in Latin America. I don't know where God would direct you to be involved. But each one of us has a task. Just the way he called Abraham, through you, many nations will be blessed. I want to end with this. God is in the business of blessing us. That's the first program. God is in the business of blessing us. He wants to bless us. He'll bless us first with life. He'll bless us with salvation. He'll bless us with, you know, employment, everything, name it. Because it's in his business that we are all blessed. That's the first program. And this first program, I call it top line blessing. It's on the top. Top line blessing. But God is also asking us that through us, with all the blessings God has given us, he will bless the nations. That is second program, which I call bottom line blessing. The bottom line blessing is that through us, nations may be blessed. And so, if we are just to be blessed, then the sentence is not complete. But if we are to be blessed in order that through us, many nations should be blessed, then the sentence is complete. And that's what is looking for each one of us. You name any kind of a person in the Bible that God used, they all had two programs: being blessed and through them, nations are blessed. We can take in Exodus chapter 3, you know, Moses, he's before the burning bush. And God blesses him with his own presence. After he is blessed, which is top line blessing, he says, now go and rescue my people from Egypt. Everywhere God is involved, there are two programs. God is now in the business of blessing his church together so that the church can bless nations. So I'll bless you, Abraham. I will make your name great. I will make you a blessing. He who blesses you, I'll bless. He who curses you, I'll curse. But then he says, through you, many nations will be blessed. And these are the two programs that I brought to you this morning. Are we in the two programs? Or on the one program? We can answer that to ourselves. Many times I fail to answer that question myself. Because sometimes I'm so much in myself. And forget the bottom line blessing. But this morning God is reminding us. Amen. Can I pray? Yeah. Our God and our Father, we thank you, we honor you and glorify your name. You are worthy of our praise. Thank you that you brought us this morning to your auditorium, to your sanctuary, that we may come and hear from your word. Father, thank you for your word of two programs. The top line program and the bottom line program. Yes, Lord, you are calling each one of us to come to these two programs that through us, O God, your gospel may go to the ends of the earth. Thank you for this church. Thank you, O God, for your love in this church. I pray that Father continue to be with it. Continue to direct it. Continue to be the Lord of the church. Continue, Lord. And be with us as we have come to visit. That, Lord, together we may fulfill that which you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.